Next patient is Martha Whittington. Whittington is W-H-I-T-T-I-N-G-T-O-N. Whittington, Martha, M-A-R-T-H-I. Date of birth is 8/23/44. Date of visit is 10/27/23. Please make copy for Renato Alfonso, M.D. A-L-F-O-N-S-O. Next paragraph. Dear Renato, R-E-N-A-T-A, R-E-N-A-T-O. Thank you for sending Martha Whittington for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 79-year-old lady who has a history of cough and wheezing and shortness of breath with activity. Was sent for a chest CT on /11/23. The patient's CT chest showed a 1.5 by 1.1 centimeter nodule in the posterior right upper lobe near the minor fissure. PET CT was suggested, period. There was also cardiomegaly and coronary artery calcified plaque and multiple hepatic cysts. The patient has had no recent weight loss. She has no hemoptysis, fevers, or chills.
Who is it?
She has had a history of bronchitis periodically. And has had hoarseness. Expert past history includes history of hypertension and history for colon polyps. She has diabetes mellitus. And history for cataract surgery. Also had C-section in the past and a tonsillectomy remotely. There's possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 52 years. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of heart disease, mother died of old age and had dementia. Next paragraph. System review: patient has had fatigue and has had weight gain. Just had cataracts, and she has nighttime awakening and urinary frequency. She has shortness of breath and coughing spells. And she has heartburn, but no diarrhea or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations and no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She also has joint pains and muscle aches. no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, Medlist. Metformin 500 milligrams, BID, olmesartan 40 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Albuterol and Hilotepaf PRN. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert. No acute distress. No palosinosis, clubbing of perfedema. Blood pressure 140/70. Pulse is 68 respirations, 20 attempts, 97.2. Weight is 198, saturation 92. HEND and omphalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat was clear. Next, subnumbers, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery with wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the anthems irregular, so on S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass. No organomegaly, tenderness, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesion. No cap, tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Next paragraph. Impression number one. COPD. With emphysema. Number two is right lung nodule. Etiology to be determined. And number three is diabetes mellitus. Number four is hypertension. Number five is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph plan. The patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and advised to get a PET CT scan. She will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, and if the PET scan shows significant uptake in the nodule, I suggested to her that a CT-guided needle biopsy may be necessary to evaluate the lung nodule. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. A polysomnographic study will also be advised once the workup for the lung nodule is completed. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Renato Alfonso, MD. Renato Alfonso, ALFONSO, MD. Thank you, Dr. Susan.